Okay, today's daf, we'll do another Gemara in Menachos on Daf Tzadi Tesem Abeis towards the bottom. The Mishnah tells us in Menachos there, in Perek Shtei HaLechem, that there's a Machlokas Tanoim, how to switch the lechem upon him every Shabbos. So the Tanakhama holds, Kohanim, Arba Kohanim, Akrasim, Shnayim, Biyadam, Shnei Sedarim. Four Kohanim went in. Two Kohanim were holding the new Sedarim of the lechem upon him, the special loaf breads that were going to go on the Shulchan, Shnayim, Biyadam, Shnei Bazichin. The two of them had the two Bazichin, the special little, cups of the frankincense that were going to hang on the sides of the Shulchan. Arba Magdim Lefnayim. There were four other Kohanim that went in front of them. Shnayim, Lito, Shnei Sedarim, the four other ones were going to take off the breads and the bazichin and the cups of frankincense when the signal was given. And what happens, the ones that went in stood in the north facing the south, and the ones that went in, Motzi, and the ones that were taken out stood in the south, and they go, one, two, three, go! And the ones that were taken out took the lechem upon them off, and the ones that were putting on put the lechem upon him on. V'tivcho shal zeh, k'neged tivcho shal zeh. And it was within a tefach, shenemar lefanai tamid. Always there has to be bread on the shulchan, and that is why they had to do it in this way, that not even for a second was the shulchan without bread. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu elu notz levelu manichin. No, even if you take it off and an hour later you put the new ones on, that's still okay. That's not a violation of tamid. Af hi haisa tamid. Your tamid just means it has to be every day. It doesn't have to be every second of every day. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami. What does this have to do with us? Midvarav shel Rabbi Yossi Nilmo. From Rabbi Yossi, you know what we learn? Afilu lo shana adam ela perag echad shachvas. The Torah can never leave your mouth. The Torah has to be tamid in your mouth. So Rabbi Yossi says tamid means at least once a day. And that's what the Gemara says. From Rabbi Yossi's words, not from the Tanakhama's words, but from Yossi's words, we learn that even if you just phone a little bit every day, you've already been mekayim the pasuk at the beginning of Yoshua, lo yamush sefer Torah zeh bipicha. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bayachai, Rabbi Shimon Bayachai, who elsewhere says you have to learn every second. Big sugya, you had to put them together. Afilu lo kara adam al kriyashma shachris va'arvis. Even if somebody just says kriyashma, kiyam lo yamash, just saying kriyashma, that's part of Torah. That also could be a partial discussion of lo yamash. V'davar zeh asr lo omro b'fnei am ha'aretz. But don't tell an am ha'aretz this. Somebody who could abuse this halacha and think that they could just get away with this, so you should not say it, right? Rashi, shalo yomar kriyashma sagi, lo yargo banav l'talmud Torah. He won't teach it, but bargle his children to learn Torah. Torah, they'll just teach them Kriyashma. So it's also to see this in front of an Am Haaretz. V'rava Amar, mitzvah l'omer b'fnei Am Haaretz. Just the opposite. It's a mitzvah to tell Am Haaretz. Why? Rashi, desavar mishem Kriyashma no tal schar gadol kazeh, ki oz tatzlich az darkechem haya osei kol hayom, kol shekein shes schar gadol ha-margil is banav l'tam Torah. They'll realize, wow, even just this gets so much schar, surely I'm going to do more. So it's two different philosophies in how, for education, we can learn something from both. We have to try to not give over certain information that can make someone not try hard, but we also have to be encouraging and say every little bit is something very special. And therefore, these two lines of the Gemara really teach us two different messages of education. And then the Gemara tells us, Shaul ben Dama ben Achosu as Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's nephew asks him, Kugon anisha lamati kala Torah kula, I learned all the Torah. Whatever that means. I learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Ma Lilbo Chachmas Yevanis. Could I learn Greek culture? Greek wisdom? Discussion that we showed him, what exactly is that? But could I learn Chachmas Yevanis? It's not Torah, whatever it is. Says the Gemara, Kara Alava Mikra Zer. Rabbi Yishmael answered him, Lo Yamish Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha V'Hagisa Bo Yom HaValayla. You have to be Yosek in a day and night. Tzei B'dok Shah She'ena Lomana Yom HaLomana Layla. Go find the time that's not day or that's not night. V'la Modbo Chachmaz Yevanis. And you can learn Chachmaz Yevanis because it says you have to learn Torah Yom HaValayla. So find the time that's not Yom and that's not Layla. Banish Mashus, I don't think he's referring to that. But he's saying that you have to keep learning. Meaning, what is this Gemara telling us? That even if you know Kol HaTorah Kula, Lamadi Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to still learn. Right, so is that saying because maybe you don't remember Kol HaTorah Kula? Even if he did remember Kol HaTorah Kula, still there's an idea of learning, just learning Lishma, as we know, not dafka to know what to do, but just to learn Lishem Lishma. The Beis HaLevi talks about this in a Sefer on Sefer Shmos, two parts of Talmud Torah, Amanas Lassos, and Limud Lishma. But this is the Gemara, one of the Gemaras that talk about the importance and the sheer of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Have a great day.